is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll-free. All you have to do is dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of her show. She does her own radio program. It's called ALP.
That's right.
And that stands for something different every week.
That's right.
In fact. And you don't even know what's going to stand for tomorrow night because you figure it out right before the show.
That's true. It's kind of a spontaneous thing, but we come up with some really good ones.
But you do know what the topic's going to be at this point?
Yeah, I do. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we are doing our show on groupthink.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
You guys always, like, really just dig into a topic for 2 solid hours.
I really like that we stay on the one topic because then you don't have to worry about, you know, this. We're doing this tonight, so you get all your thoughts out on that. Mm-hmm. You get a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And, like, as you go back and as you start adding more shows, because you've only been at it, what, for 2 months? Three?
Something like that. So it's going to be episode 13, so 13
weeks.
So
3 months, then, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, each one of these episodes is going to be very, well, episodic. You know, they're going to be about one topic. And so if somebody wants to learn about, you know, fill-in-the-blank issue from a liberty perspective, your show is going to be a real good resource for that.
Yeah, and the episodes have all been timeless so far. We haven't really done news, but I noticed that we'll do an episode like we did one on GMOs, and then GMOs were all in the magazines and the news after that, and so
everyone's
it was
listening
nice.
To ALP.
That's right.
They're just trying to jump on the bandwagon.
Leading the trends.
ALPshow.com.
That's right, ALPshow.com.
And Facebook.com/ALPshow.
ALP Podcast.
Oh, ALP Podcast. Okay, so look for Allie online, ALPshow.com. And I imagine you've linked to your Facebook from the website.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And so you can get plenty more Allie that way. And Ellen, who I guess...
Ellen Ball, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she is. Was she ever on Free Talk Live or she didn't end up coming in?
No, she hasn't been on Free Talk Live yet, but she should be on. Because I think the listeners really like her.
Maybe we'll get her in here if Tally takes a night off or something like that.
Known to happen.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number tonight. We started out the show with a meth-related story, an old man shot by the police in a meth raid, which turned up there was no meth, there was no meth lab. The police believed there was a laboratory on the household, and they were completely wrong, and now there's a dead 80-year-old man as a result of it, and it was all completely unnecessary. As we pointed out last hour, legalization would have prevented that man from being shot. Legalization would also make it so that people could get meth that was of a consistent quality, that was pure, and so therefore overdoses would be far less likely, and deaths from impurities or...
Right, because if your last batch of meth was very weak and you are used to doing a certain amount, then your next batch is unpredictably potent.
Could be very dangerous if that happens. So let's go to another meth-related story, because, Allie, you just happened to bring another one in here tonight by chance.
By chance, yeah. This one is out of New York from nydailynews.com. NYPD cops confuse Jolly Rancher candies for crystal meth.
Oops.
Lawsuit. Love Alantungiolo, Giojo. I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing that name.
The first name is what, though?
Love.
Okay.
So maybe I'll refer to them as Love.
Sure.
So that would be easier for me. And it's a pretty first name. Is 25, was detained for around 24 hours after police found sweets on him and a friend, the lawsuit says. Results from the NYPD lab found the red and blue crystalline rocks of solid material were not a controlled substance, but Jolly Ranchers, the suit alleges. Love and an unidentified friend purchased Jolly Ranchers at the It's Sugar Candy Emporium on Surf Avenue in Coney Island last June. Several blocks away, cops stopped and searched the friends and believed the candies were crystal meth. This drug bust went sour. The cop arrested Love, confidently stated in the criminal affidavit that he had professional training in the identification of methamphetamine. He might need a refresher course. Quote, I don't know if these cops have been watching Breaking Bad,
right,
but my client is not Walter White, said lawyer Kenneth Smith, who filed the suit Tuesday in Brooklyn federal court. Several blocks away, the two were stopped from 2 blocks away from the It's Sugar Emporium.
Wow.
They were stopped, and Officer Jermaine Taylor and several other cops searched the men.
So it was a stop and frisk.
That's right.
Now, wait, were they...
That's how it sounds. They haven't used...
They were on foot?
Yes.
Okay.
They haven't used the term stop and frisk yet in the article, but
there's no reason for anybody to be searched in this case. None whatsoever. And the fact that they were searched just because they were on the street sounds like stop and frisk to me. And it was New York City, right?
That's right.
So New York City, Philadelphia, these are two of the worst places for stop and frisk. I've heard rumors they're in other cities, but I know for a fact they're happening to a large extent in New York and Philly. In Philly, I believe it's over 200,000 stop and frisks per year. I believe New York is right around the same amount, if not more, than Philly. And basically, it's just a fishing expedition. And there was a court case that decided, I don't know which court level it was, but it was some appeals court or something, and that made a decision about stop and frisk in New York and said that it was unconstitutional. But what they said was unconstitutional about it was that it was being applied in a racist manner.
Right.
So it was being applied, you know, they were targeting certain groups of people. It wasn't being done randomly or by any kind of system where they would stop every third person or something like that. And so the judge said, well, if you adjust the program and how it's implemented, then it's totally fine
wow.
to stop and frisk.
So you had a judge that said it's okay for police officers to run their hands up and down if they have a suspicion? That you're...
You know, they didn't have to have a suspicion.
What?
See, what the judge was saying was that they would have to do it more consistently. Sort of like with a DUI checkpoint, when the police file for a DUI checkpoint here in New Hampshire, they have to file what they're... Or they, I don't know if they have to file this, but they have to have at least some sort of system to where, they're hitting every fifth car or they're hitting every third car or that mm-hmm. way that somebody can't come through there and say, hey, I'm black and I got stopped at the DUI checkpoint. Well, they would just say, well, no, sir, it wasn't because you were black. It was because you were the third car. So, therefore, we were stopping every third car. Now, in the case of the checkpoint they did most recently, it seemed like they were stopping every car because there were hardly any cars going through the checkpoint. It was out in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire. But they're supposed to have some sort of predictable system that is, you know, written down somewhere about how they're doing this enforcement, whereas stop and frisk had been just them using suspicion based on, you know, whatever arbitrary factors, which was usually you're black or Hispanic.
Targeting minorities.
Or young or poor looking. And so those would be the reasons why they would be targeting people. So that's all the judge said, was you just have to change your system. You have to implement it properly.
And so they put their hands on you? They put their hands in your pockets? And
I don't know if they're allowed to put their hands in your pockets. That's an interesting question, and I'd be interested in finding out the answer to that. I imagine that cops probably do put their hands in people's pockets.
They probably pat your pockets, at least.
They do pat your pockets, and they can claim that that's a Terry pat, I think. Which,
I don't like to be touched by strangers.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Don't go to New York or Philadelphia then, because it could happen to you there. And so it doesn't seem like stop and frisk is going to go away. And that sounds like how these guys got caught.
Right. The cops told Love, who ended up being detained for 24 hours, it was, quote, only a matter of time before they found something, according to the complaint.
Mm.
Have either of you been in that kind of situation where the cops are just convinced that they are going to find something
oh, yeah.
on you, and they'll go to any end, just waste all of your time looking for something?
In my sure. motorhome in Mississippi.
When you did Motorhome Diaries?
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that when they found a beer in the fridge?
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. what they got peed on, because he was driving, but the dog, like, indicated. And so they put our motorhome in storage, and they went through it all day while we were in jail.
And people think,
found
well...
nothing.
You should let the cops search, because if you have nothing to hide, it should be okay. But it turns out that there probably is something that you have to hide
that you
haven't
know.
Even thought of.
Yeah, that you may not be aware of, or maybe you didn't think that it was something that was illegal. It turns out it is, or maybe it was something that a friend of yours accidentally left in between the seats, and mm-hmm. you didn't know, or maybe the prior owner of the car,
yeah.
Left some cocaine in the door or something like that. Who knows?
The police are going to expect you to snitch if you want your freedom. Probably.
Yeah, parents mm-hmm. who let your kids borrow your car. I know that your kid's an angel, but just don't consent to a search.
So there's more of this story here?
That's right.
All right, we're going to come back with the remainder here. Cops believe that Jolly Rancher candies were methamphetamine.
So and ridiculous.
NYPD. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how common red or blue meth actually is in real life, but I doubt that it's particularly common. All the pictures I've seen tend to be white. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-453. Maybe you've been the victim of a stop and frisk, and you want to tell us about it. I just asked that question on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You're welcome to call in as well. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And ProXPN, we were talking earlier about privacy. And I didn't mention ProXPN because honestly, I haven't tried their phone app. I probably should do that. I've got ProXPN installed on my desktop and my laptop computers, so I'm familiar with their desktop application. But ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get a free account. And with their free account, they've got over 2 million people that use their free accounts. The free account is somewhat limited in bandwidth, and you can't use torrents over it. But otherwise, you can do pretty much anything with ProXPN. And what it does is it encrypts all of your communications online. So before your whatever it is you're doing leaves your laptop or leaves your desktop or your iPhone or your Android, it's encrypted with 512-bit encryption, and it's sent to ProXPN servers. From there, it is sent out to the rest of the Internet. So therefore, the sites you're visiting don't know where you're coming from. It looks like you're coming from the ProXPN server in Dallas or New York or L.A. or wherever it is you select which server you want. If you have a premium account, you can choose which server you want to use. So it looks like you're coming from somewhere else. The information is encrypted, so if there's an internet service provider that wants to snoop on you and see what kind of things you're doing online, sorry, they can't do that. They don't have access to that information. If somebody wants to snoop from your wireless card, they want to try to sniff packets out and maybe find out what you're doing, get your credit card number, things like that, can't do that anymore. You've got 512-bit encryption thanks to ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's where you can start with a free account. When you're ready to upgrade to premium and get torrent access and get unlimited bandwidth and be able to select your servers around the world, then it's only $5 a month if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL20. So FTL20, all one word. Use that as your discount code when you sign up. And if you buy the year package, the price breaks down to $5 per month. And you can use that same account on all of your devices. So it's not like you have to buy one account for the laptop, one account for the desktop. No, no. All of your devices, same account, $5 a month, using the discount code from Free Talk Live for 20% off for life. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. Discount code is FTL20. But go and try it out. Check out the free account and see for yourself how great this little service is. So, 855, 450, free. Allie has been telling us a story out of New York City where police, sounds like they stopped and frisked.
Right. They definitely were confident that these two men, one of which they're actually talking about in the story, but the other one's unidentified. And they stopped them, and they were convinced that they were going to find something, and they ended up seizing, like, a couple Jolly Ranchers that they were convinced were meth. And
so I'm guessing it sounds like they went to a confectionery store, some kind of a candy store.
That's right.
Which sounds to me like they may have. I mean, it's very unusual that they would have Jolly Ranchers that were not wrapped in Jolly Rancher wrappers. I mean, did they, like, grab them
from a bin? That's a good question. I wonder if they were wrapped when they got them, when the cops took them.
That seems very strange. Maybe, I guess, the cops thought, they could have wrapped their crack rocks or the meth rocks or whatever in a Jolly Rancher wrapper. I mean, how many times have you seen Jolly Ranchers sold out of the wrapper? It would seem very unusual to do that because they're fairly sticky.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to put, because like a lot of candy stores, if you go into a candy store, they've got those big old jugs, and then there's a bunch of M&Ms in there, or there's Reese's or whatever, and you get the scoop and you scoop them out. But those things don't stick together, so no. It's fine, and they're obviously not individually wrapped anyway when you buy them. But Jolly Ranchers are always individually wrapped, so I just can't even imagine the circumstance that they would be out of their wrappers.
Yeah, if anyone, the last caller said that he had tried meth before, and we should have asked him, I should have thought to ask him, like, what's the consistency? Is anything like a Jolly Rancher? Because, like you said, Jolly Ranchers are really sticky, and it doesn't seem like it would be.
The cop claimed that it was. The cop claimed that it looked like.
The cop, Officer Jermaine Taylor, said in the criminal affidavit that he had training in identification of methamphetamine. Mm-hmm. So he was very confident that that's what this was, but I don't know. I've never heard that they're similar or anything.
What happened when a prosecutor saw this? Do we know? Have we got there yet?
Good question.
Yeah, so this is the story.
The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office waited until September 19th to seek dismissal of the charges against Love and his unidentified friend, who was also arrested with the hard candy. And a spokesperson for the city law department said that they were awaiting service of the court papers and would look into the allegations. So,
now,
I don't know. I guess this is ongoing.
Well, even though that they've determined that this is not methamphetamine, this young man is not going to get any kind of monetary damage.
Oh, of course not.
He spent who knows how much time in police custody.
Well, 24 hours.
Was it 24 hours?
Yep.
So, this may have been his first time in jail. Regardless, he had a day of his life taken from him. And you know that unless some attorney steps up, takes the case pro bono, and then, you know, battles it through the courts and manages to get a few thousand dollars out of the state, odds are good that's not going to happen. You know, the odds are that there's no attorney who's going to step forward to do something like that. Maybe the ACLU would take the case, because that's what happened with me and my false arrest in Massachusetts. The ACLU or the Massachusetts CLU did step in, and they did a good job with it. So there's a chance that he could get some sort of justice for this, but it's not a very good chance. He's just yet another abused young person by the police. He's had his rights stripped from him, had his freedom stripped from him, all over some candy.
Just another person who isn't going to trust law enforcement in the future, right?
Sure.
I mean, if they keep behaving like that.
Well, they had the DEA, a DEA agent weigh in on this. Mike Levine said he couldn't comment on what suspicion led the cops to stop Love, but pointed out that crystal meth and Jolly Rancher candies look a lot alike.
Mm.
Crystal meth is produced in all kinds of colors. There's a type that's going around that looks like strawberry Pop Rocks candy.
Right.
Dope dealers will disguise their product in any way you can imagine, he added. A search on the internet for meth candy turns up numerous recipes to make blue rock candy like the stuff used in the wildly popular Breaking Bad TV show. Love is seeking unspecified monetary damages for the 24 hours or so he spent in police custody and a court detention.
Does have an attorney.
Yep.
Okay.
And court detention for a misdemeanor drug charge.
Maybe that's how it made the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wrong publicity, because a lot of times this stuff happens and you don't ever hear about it.
Sure, stop and frisks happen hundreds of thousands of times a year. I mean, people have their rights violated all over the place, and it's just a regular occurrence, so it's not news.
Mm-hmm. Just a news hook here because it had to do with Jolly Ranchers, and it's absurd, but it's absurd whenever a stranger touches somebody else.
Even if it had been meth, it's still, you know, it's still the same thing, right? It wouldn't make it any more okay for the cops to arrest this guy if it was meth.
No, because the meth hasn't hurt anybody. It's just a substance, and not everybody who uses meth becomes a horrifying meth addict. As we touched on before, there's evidence to show that addiction has more to do with one's life circumstances than it does the actual chemical substance.
I think what I was saying before about people being freaked out by these drugs and supporting the drug war because they're worried about what people will do on drugs, it kind of requires more of a self-responsibility, an understanding of self-ownership when you don't blame what a person claims they took that made them do something bad
mm-hmm.
that hurt others. It's that they did it. And unless someone drugged them, the drug is not responsible for that behavior.
Still to come tonight, James Crichton from the UK is in trouble with the police over a particularly grisly Halloween scene that he's put out in front of his home. We'll share that story coming up, and you can tell us whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer! answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, longtime sponsor of this program. They are also a longtime sponsor of the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out their Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense with folks like Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and more. schoolsucksproject.com is where you can go. And by the way, all that stuff at School Sucks Project is free. So go and enjoy. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Story is from the Daily Mail in the UK. Lizzie Perry reporting a Halloween fan who put up a gruesome display of disemboweled corpses outside of his home has been asked by police to tone it down. Now, have y'all ever been asked by the police to do something?
Plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, just recently.
How's that come across when they ask you to do things?
They get their way.
Does it feel like they're asking?
Oh, no.
Because if you're just asking somebody, then you should be able to say no.
Right.
Like, if I'm just asking you to come on the show tonight, Jason Talley, and you've got other things to do, and or you don't want to come on the show, you could just say no. Mm-hmm. But if I say something like, Talley, I'm going to have to ask you to come on the show tonight while holding a gun or my hand at my hip over top of a gun, that might come off as not quite asking.
Right.
So I had an instance like this recently, too. I was mentioning the DUI checkpoint earlier.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking when they made me cross the road.
Right. Do they ask you to cross the road,
yeah,
or do they make you cross the road?
I asked them, can I go this way? And he was like, I'm asking you to go this way.
Right. So same thing with me. I got out of the car on the passenger side that I was in as it was being stopped by the police, And he said he was asking me to get back in the car. And I said, well, are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really? Oh, no. Now I'm ordering you to get back in the car or else we're going to arrest you mm-hmm. for this so-called disorderly conduct.
Are these legal terms? I'm just curious. In court, does it matter if the cop said, well, they said, I'm going to have to ask you. So I just assumed that wasn't binding. Legally binding for me.
I think in order to give an order, you have to have some legal foot, you know, standing there.
But they don't have to tell you if they have anything on you. They may or they may not have legal footing for asking you to do something.
Well, in my case, when this trooper forced me to cross the road, he was telling me that I was trespassing on somebody else's property, even though I was walking right next to the road. So, the guy was power tripping.
Absolutely. And this dude got up in my face, too, big time, and was really trying to intimidate me. So, back to your question, though, Allie, can you rephrase it?
I'm curious about the question about, are you asking me to do something, or mm-hmm. are you ordering me? I can understand why you'd want to know that, but I'm curious if it has any legal binding in court, how they respond to that question. And if they say, you know how sometimes they use specific wording?
Well, because if you get them recorded, if you're recording them and you can play it back in court, then you would have a case. Because if you were to ask them, are you just asking me, then are you asking, you're ordering, and they say, well, I'm just asking. And then they go ahead and they arrest you anyway, I would say you have a case in that case. And I like what Dave Ridley says. I use the Ridley line in that particular instance with a cop who's getting up in my face and asking me. I said, well, I'm going to respectfully decline your request. Thanks. I like it out here. It's a nice night. I would like to go out for a short walk. And that's when he got even more pressuring mm-hmm. towards me.
Is it illegal to verbally, if the police officer is telling you to do something because they have to and they can arrest you if you don't do it, they ask you to do it, and you say, no thanks, can they just, you know, is it legal for them to just arrest you right there because you verbally refused, or do they have to be like, no, that was an order?
Well, first of all, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice.
Curious about these things.
Whatever they want to be illegal is illegal, basically. So are you asking what the rules are, or
yeah.
are you asking what's reality?
I'm curious about what's the... Like, what do these things mean in court in case someone is filming, that they know that they are doing whatever protects them the best? Mm-hmm. So asking for clarification, I think, is a good idea.
I think asking cops questions is always a good idea. Of course, the best thing you can do is to not ask, just not speak at all.
Sure.
But if you want to be an activist, you know, if you want to take it to another level, if you've got a video camera running and you want to hold the police accountable, making sure that you're the one asking them questions as opposed to them asking you questions is a really important thing to do. Number one, it can clarify the words and the terms that they're using with you, especially if you're getting them on the record. That's particularly important. And you don't want to just go off half-cocked and presume you know what they're saying, because a lot of times they might have misspoken, or they're using legal terms, which mean different things than what you think that they actually mean. So asking for clarification is always a useful thing in any situation. If you didn't understand what a police officer said to you, don't say that you did. And they will constantly ask you, do you understand? They'll say things like, look, Ms. Havens, here's the deal. And then they'll tell you something. And then they'll say, do you understand? Do you understand me? And most people
like
will say, yeah.
I heard you.
Because
that's not like, I agree with what you say, or I understand what you mean. It's just, I don't know what it would mean in court, though. It probably wouldn't mean anything. It'd probably mean
consented. I got a contempt of court charge because I told the judge I didn't understand once. So you never know what's going to work or not work, or outrage somebody, or result in you getting arrested, or result in you getting turned loose. Eric Freerock from the Cop Block radio show was there that night, and he made the mistake of just rolling through the checkpoint by himself with no video camera running. And what do you know? He was the only cop blocker who got arrested that night. And they arrested him after he had said, and obviously we don't have audio of it, but he was not refusing to show them identification, but just asking them if he had to, or justified, or something like that. I forget the exact statement or question that he asked them, but he asked them a couple questions to clarify what they were saying, and they went ahead and they arrested him. So whether whether the police will prevail in court on that or not remains to be seen. He has yet to actually have the trial, but they're gonna argue that he was disobeying an officer.
Seems like any time you get in the way of their routine, what they would typically expect people to do, which is just give them whatever they want.
You're going to,
to them, that means you're escalating this. Or you're making them escalate it, well, however they want
to
see it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's
love
what
to
ends
put
up
the,
happening.
They love to put the burden on you as though it's your fault because you're an activist. And a lot of people will blame the activist. There's somebody who posted on the Free Keen profile on Facebook recently accusing the activist of creating a situation where her grandson, I guess, was murdered or horribly molested or something terrible happened to him. And I guess the court system hasn't been moving very quickly towards justice in this particular matter for this lady. And so she's understandably upset at the courts, but she's placing her blame on the activists and saying it's the activists' fault for clogging the court system. See, if you activists weren't out there standing up for yourselves and standing up for the rights of others, then we wouldn't have clogged courts, she says, and so therefore my grandson would be getting justice now.
People are very quick to point the blame at other victims. It's very difficult for people when they have a special attachment or reverence for the real perpetrator of whatever crime is happening. It's hard for them to see that their trust in this thing, this like blind trust in it, is kind of what creates these situations where they feel like they can get away with whatever it is. Letting the system get so clogged up that people can't get real justice. That's administrative. That's not anyone's fault who's going to court. They're all victims, too.
But even if it wasn't clogged, you wouldn't get real justice in these courts.
That's true, too.
That's probably true, Tally, but all that said, if you're dealing with a criminal case with a real person who has harmed another individual and there's a jury involved and there's evidence that harm was done and there are some instances of bad guys getting in trouble. Now, whether or not justice is meted out is another question, because a lot of times you don't get restitution out of these cases.
Right.
But I, at the very least, I'd rather see real criminals being gone after than clogging the courts full of drug cases and speeding tickets and things like that. But, of course, they don't blame the system. They don't blame the people within the system who are the ones who are actually responsible for the cloggings. Because if they weren't arresting college students for drinking and pot and all that, they'd have plenty of room for real crimes. We're coming up.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com. And watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque. Fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, one of the things you can do is throw some bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that. And right now, because of some very generous donors, your Bitcoin contribution up to $800-something dollars per month's worth will be matched. We've had some people step up to help us do some fundraising. We're trying to raise the AMP amount because the AMP amount for Free Talk Live has been pretty much around the same level for the last few years. And I am looking to bring on a new person to help us with affiliate relations. Daryl is going to be, he's been training in the office here for the last week on calling radio stations to try to get more Free Talk Live on more stations. And, well, but I need to pay him for the time that he's spending on this. And so we're looking to raise at least like $1,000 in donations and then have, I think it's actually $950 will be matched is what the current pledges are for matching donations. So if you, whether you throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar or you add it to the Free Talk Live AMP program, it will be matched by these generous donators. So right now is a great time to step up and help us support Free Talk Live and get on the ideas of liberty, get on more radio stations around the country. If you like the idea of somebody getting in their car, turning on the radio and hearing Free Talk Live, wherever it is they happen to live in this country, instead of hearing the, you know, whatever frothing at the mouth, shouting conservaclone talk show host or maybe a left liberal talk show host or something like that. If you want to hear more liberty-oriented talk on the radio, Free Talk Live is pretty much the only choice for that, and we are definitely the only choice that does it 7 nights a week. So your help would be appreciated, and it gets matched. So again,
so what you're saying is if I donate $5 to Free Talk Live, if you
at the
reach,
AMP program, yeah, or the Bitcoin tip jar.
If you reach $800 worth, that $5 would turn into $10 of Free Talk Live?
Actually, it doesn't have to reach the $800 worth. If you were to donate $5 worth and we only reach $500 worth, it will still be $10.
Well, great.
Because of the matching contribution.
You get more Free Talk Live for your buck.
Precisely. So, of course, you know, we give everything away free. If you can't afford $5 a month, it's no big deal. But we sure do appreciate it, and now your $5 goes twice as far, or your $10 goes twice as far, or your $25 goes twice as far.
I feel guilty when people give me things for free where I just indulge and never pay them back for it. So this is an easy way for people to not feel guilty about listening to Free Talk Live for free all this time.
Well, I don't know how many people feel guilty about it, but if it would make you feel less guilty to hand over money to Free Talk Live, then feel free.
I don't feel guilty for being on the show at all.
Okay, so Bitcoin, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you would like to throw some Bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar, and they will be matched. And if you don't yet have Bitcoins, but you have the Bitcoin wallet, we can tell you how to get Bitcoins as well. Cashintocoins.com. It's easy to do, and it's fast, and it's legal, and it's customer service is their top priority. All you need to do is go to cashintocoins.com, go through the process there, and choose your bank. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, credit union with a shared branching option. You deposit money at the bank of your choice, and then wait a few minutes to a couple of hours max, and you're going to get Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. They've recently lowered their rate as well, and if you're ordering under $40 worth of Bitcoins, there's no fee. Plus, 1% Wednesdays. If you do it on Wednesday, it's a 1% fee on orders over $40. There's fee-free Fridays where there's no fees on the first $10,000 in orders. I mean, this is incredible deals on getting Bitcoins for cash, and you really can't do it any other way that's so reliable. Cashintocoins.com. So we were talking about stop and frisk, and I asked on the Facebook page, Google Plus, and Twitter, have you ever been stop and frisked or stopped and frisked? Stuart Knight replies, he says, yep, was walking in a beach town at 2 a.m. when I was 18, and the cops stopped me and frisked me. Wasn't at all into politics at the time, and though I was resentful of the overreach, I didn't resist or refuse my consent to the search or anything like that. And that's a great point, is that this doesn't necessarily go on in just New York City and Philadelphia. Like he said, he was in a beach town, and that could be any town USA where the police are doing this. Now, in New York and Philly, they're probably going to go a little further with it, where they just feel like they can stop anybody they want there. But there's nothing preventing a police officer from approaching you anywhere and saying to you, excuse me, sir, I'm going to have to ask to search you.
Right, and especially with, like, teenagers, if you're 18 or younger and you're out, it's like you're in the city all the time, as in the cops will do whatever they want to you.
Oh,
you really
yeah.
only hear about how bad cities like New York are is because they do it to the adults, too.
Right, and you're a total target if you're a young person, you know, toward the police, because, like this guy's saying, he didn't know his rights, he didn't refuse, he didn't resist, he didn't speak up, he just let it happen. And that's what happens every night. I mean, there's cops out tonight in Keene who, and I've seen this happen because I've been out on cop block multiple times, and I've seen them come up to young people on the street and search their bag.
I don't think they even need your consent to do it.
Yes, they do.
They do?
You don't... No. Yeah, okay, well, in New York and Philly, they can pat you down without your consent.
Okay.
But most places, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but most places, you have to consent. You would have to hand them your bag or allow them to take it from you. They then go through the bag. They can't know what's in it. You absolutely have the right to refuse searches.
I would always refuse, even if they don't need consent. I just make a habit out of telling them I don't consent.
Right.
Whenever I'm being coerced.
Well, that's just it. If they want to just, you know, violate your rights, they can totally violate your rights. But if you stand up for yourself, they're less likely to violate your rights because they know, oh, crap, this one knows their rights. All right, look, buddy, let's move on. You know, they'll go to some other victim.
Right, an easier target.
Right, somebody that's more willing to play the victim, somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. So, you know, one of the perfect examples of this was years ago when Julia and I were living together. She had some younger friends from the place that she was working at, and they were all hanging out. And we decided that we wanted to go downtown for whatever reason, so we were going to walk, because it's Keene, New Hampshire, and everything's close by. So we're walking. It's it's dark out. I don't know what time of night it was, but it was dark. We're going down the street, down residential neighborhood street. Cop pulls up behind us, flips on the light, you know, the little side light on his cruiser, gets out of the car, and I'm walking at the front of the group. So there's maybe five of us that are walking, and so I'm at the front. The cops didn't know that I was there. And this was the point. At this point, the cops knew who I was, right? So we're walking. The cops stop us. They kind of just put their light on. Everybody stops, you know, even though you could have just kept walking. So everybody stops. The cop approaches the most back person in the group, the person that was closest to the police, and demands that he hand over the bottle of water that he was holding. And, of course, the person...
Keen?
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is common for police.
Wow.
Not just Keene, but anywhere. I mean, you tell a young person to hand something over, they hand it over. I've seen them do it time and time again. I've been on the streets where I've told a young person, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Before they hand it over. You don't have to hand that to them.
The conditioning goes so far back since they were probably in first grade.
Absolutely. I know, right? Government schools.
They've been taught to respect the officers, and you do what you're told. You don't want to get in trouble, do you?
Of course,
handing it over gets you in trouble, especially if there's alcohol in the bottle.
I wonder just how many people... I mean, it has to be just like incredibly common where they just hand over something even though... what's in their bag could cost them like 7 years or more of their life
sure.
in jail. And they just do it anyway.
Mm. Sometimes the cops will lie to them and they'll say, look, we'll go easier on you if you just hand it over.
You cooperate.
I think people tend to believe cops when they say those things, but the cops can lie to you.
So anyway, they asked this guy to hand over the bottle, and of course he obediently does. He didn't know his race. He's just a local guy who's not a Liberty person. And it was right after that when I was able to step up into the conversation and basically ask police if there was anything that they needed. You know, is there anything I can help you with, officer? And just kind of made myself, made them aware of my presence and that, somebody's here that knows their rights.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, it's one of those free staters. And so basically they handed the bottle back, turned around and
I heard this story from Julia's perspective, and yeah. She said that you said in a very peacefully authoritative way, that won't be necessary, officers. We'll be on our way.
Yeah.
And that everyone was safe because you knew how to handle the police. So it's nice to have people like you around.
Well, right, but it's not hard to be like that. And you just takes a little bit of practice.
I think it is difficult for people to be that way because, like we're saying, of all the conditioning, it's hard for me to not get nervous and uncomfortable with police and trying to stand up for myself. And what's especially bad about that is then they start to they think it's very suspicious when you act nervous around them.
Yeah.
But it's a natural response for me.
Yeah, they've got a gun and a cage to put me in. So, yeah, I still get an adrenaline rush. I was saying the other night... Last night on the show, when I was in court yesterday for sentencing for a speeding ticket, I could not stop my voice from shaking while I was speaking. I mean, I've been in court dozens of times, and, you know, still, you get that rush.
Any ideas for how to control that after the break?
Nope, not really. You just got to do it and over again. We'll see more coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.